We're recording now.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Sullivan, and I'm here with Elsa Reichel. We're in the WBST studios here at the Letterman Building on the Ball State campus. And it's currently about 15 degrees outside on this wonderful day, December 5th. And the wind chill takes that down to about zero. So it's a bit cold in Muncie, and things are kind of down. The economy's down, and people are a little bit mopey and sad. But I'm here with Elsa Reichel, and Elsa has a story to tell about a celebration that is recognized and carried out every year at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Muncie, Indiana. So we're here to have Elsa tell us a little story about this celebration, and hopefully it'll bring a little warmth and joy to this otherwise rather cold afternoon. So let me introduce Elsa. Elsa?
Okay, I'm Elsa Reichel, and I'm supposed to identify myself by saying that this is December 5th, 2008, and that I am sitting with Mike Sullivan, who you've already heard from. Now, here in the Indiana Public Radio Ball State University office.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the Santa Lucia celebration at the UU Church. And it's a curious story, and Elsa tells it in a most delightful manner. It's a celebration that originated, I believe, in Italy, somehow finds its way to Sweden, and then of all places, it ends up in Muncie, Indiana. Now, Elsa, somehow you're connected to all this. So how does this happen?
I definitely am connected, Mike. The church has been celebrating the Lucia Fest for, well, since the early 80s. And actually, I have a picture that I dug out of a box yesterday of my daughter, Lisa, in 1974, being Lucia in the church entryway. It started even probably earlier than that, a year or two. I was on the committee, the program committee, and we were trying to come up with, you know, fun stuff to do at Christmas time. And I said, well, you know, there's a Swedish celebration called Lucia, or Santa Lucia, and it's December 13th, so it's a very appropriate time. And it has to do with a maiden, young maid with a candle crown on her head, serving her family, and in this case, the church's case, it would be the church, with saffron buns that are specifically formed. It's not just a little blob of dough. Mm-hmm. It's just a very beautiful ceremony. And so we might try it. So we tried it, and people loved it. And then we didn't do it for a while. And then somebody remembered later, a few years later, and said, well, let's try that Lucia thing again. And we did it sort of slapdash for a while. And then all of a sudden, it took hold. Mm-hmm. And it became a thing that we did yearly at the church. And it has been great fun getting together with some of the people, young and old, making Lucia buns on Saturday, the day before. I think I should jump back now to how I got involved with Lucia. And that is the story that I used to tell in church about being a child of 10. Back in 1938, my family went to Sweden. My father had a contract with the Volvo company, and we lived there for 13 months. We had gone for 3 years, but the war came in. World War II was scary at that point. And so they were allowed to break contract and come home. But anyway, we lived there, and my father had come from Sweden, from Uppsala, Sweden. And so I got to meet all of my Swedish relatives for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that was an exciting thing. Well, we lived in an apartment in Göteborg, which was a seaport town. We had a Swedish maid who spoke English because she'd lived in the States for a while. And my mother spoke no Swedish. So anyway, we had at Christmas time, one of my cousins, who I have figured out now was about 16, which would have been my brother's age, came to stay overnight. And I just thought, as a kid, that was fine. It was exciting to have a relative coming and staying overnight. But I really wasn't all that involved in what was going on. She was older, and we weren't in the same, you know, play group. So anyway, she was in the kitchen with the maid at that evening before, well, that was the 12th of December. And lots of good smells were coming out of the kitchen, but with a Swedish maid, they were anyway all the time. But that night, there were really good smells coming out of the kitchen, baked goods. The next morning, I woke up in the morning, and it was very dark, as it was in December in Sweden. It was very dark, and of course my room was cold, and I was under heaps of blankets, and I heard singing. I woke up to hear singing in the background, and then my door opened, and I uncovered my face and opened my sleepy eyes, and there in the door was just the most beautiful sight I had ever seen. It was this what looked like an angel. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. With this crown of light around her head. And she was singing and had it was in a long white gown with a red sash. And she was singing Santa Lucia, which is an Italian song. She had a tray with saffron buns on them. And cocoa. She had hot cocoa for me and for my brother in the next room. She was going from room to room. She had started with my parents and then come on into my room and to serve us our Santa Lucia breakfast. And of course, I realized shortly that it was my cousin. It was no angel. It was my cousin. But It was a very sort of a stunning thing, you know. I mean, it was something I wouldn't forget quickly. It was so unexpected. I don't know why I hadn't heard anything about it. I mean, maybe people had talked about Lucia Day, but I wasn't aware of what it involved.
What was your maiden name?
Albinson.
Albinson.
A-L-B-I-N.
Albinson. Yeah, has a son on it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, with a double S for my father, but he changed it when he came to America.
Yes, right.
He was Albin's son. He was Albin Anderson's son. Can you imagine that kind of a name changing from generation to generation?
Yeah, right.
He was Anders Albin's, or he was Anderson, Albin Anderson, and then my dad was Harold Albin's son. Oh. So
right.
Anyway,
yes.
It's strange, but at any rate, so that was
kind of a childhood memory.
Absolutely, a childhood memory. And before we left Sweden, then my parents had gone out and bought a little tin crown for candles that, like Lucia, would wear. Then I of course since found out the whole story of it, but. We brought the crown back, and actually, I never was Lucia. I took part in a Lucia fest for the Swedish engineers in Detroit, Michigan, where I grew up. And I got to be one of the star children. I didn't even get to be the glamorous Lucia.
Now, who are the star children?
Their job is, in the family, in the early Swedish families, the oldest daughter usually would be Lucia, and she would, and of course the reason everybody, they're all in white gowns or robes, and it would be white nightshirts for everybody.
You're right.
And but Lucia somehow got the red sash around her waist. But the youngest or the oldest daughter would have They didn't always have crowns, or tin crowns like my parents got me, but they supposedly made boughs of fir tree, you know, boughs, branches, and then put candles in it. I wonder how many people caught fire themselves or their houses. Right. I can't imagine.
Now, was this a celebration that was practiced in any of the Lutheran churches, you know, in Sweden?
Well, it has been. It has been practiced since then. You know, I really can't tell you that it was it's practiced in the schools.
Yeah.
It's practiced in the town.
Oh, it is.
Stockholm has a Lucia
parade.
But
I was wondering what would happen when the eldest daughter moved out of the house.
Oh, well,
it would become an empty nester.
I don't know. I don't know if they would have had some other kind of, besides schools and...
Right.
It would be logical to be in the church. But, you know, Mike, I've never ever thought about it.
Well, how appropriate. But, ecumenically, it ends up at a UU church in Muncie, huh?
Listen, I have always told everybody that my father, my Swedish daddy, would be so proud of me to turn all those UUers
into Lutherans.
Lutherans for a day. Swedes for a day.
From Catholic Italy to Lutheran Sweden to ecumenical Muncie, Indiana.
Well, I've got a thing about the legend, and it says the legend, in pre-Christian times, a rousing fertility festival and fair were held in Uppsala, Sweden, which was my father's hometown, near Christmas time. Early Christians substituted the celebration of Santa Lucia, an Italian martyr, in place of the pagan festival. Legend has it that Saint Lucia was a beautiful, wealthy young woman, and on the eve of her wedding to an influential member of the aristocracy, Lucia renounced the world. Dressed in her wedding gown, she spent her short life distributing her dowry to the poor. It is interesting that the early Swedes chose Saint Lucia to honor. Her story parallels the legend of Saint Nicholas in many ways. And Santa Lucia Day in Sweden is December 13th, marks the beginning of the Christmas season. That's what I always think. It's time. I'm not really into Christmas till the 13th, and then that begins everything.
And that's it.
Dressed in her wedding gown, she spent her short life. Oh, I'm jumping back. I'm sorry. The Lucia bride is chosen from among the daughters in each household. She rises early and dresses in the traditional costume, a long white robe and a crown of fir branches and lighted candles. Singing the song of Santa Lucia, she wakes her parents, bringing them the traditional repast of Lucia buns and coffee. And the Lucia buns are made with saffron. And saffron is, I guess, the most expensive.
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Would love to have a bucket of it right now. Well, let's fast forward to Muncie, Indiana, 1970s, 80s, 90s, and here we are in the 21st century. How do you manage this at the church, and what does the celebration look like at the church itself?
At the church, the RE director is always very much in charge, and as I told you earlier, we make the Santa Lucia buns, several hundred of them, the day before. And we get a group in.
Who would be the we? How many we's do you have?
Well, there might be eight. There might be 10. Usually 8, 10 people. No more than that. But
would any of them be aspiring
sometimes
Lucias in the future?
We always try to have the current Lucia, come and do it. And some of the past Lucias will come. This year we're going to have several past Lucias. And that'll be fun to get them together. But we have made the buns the day before on Saturday, and they're ready in the kitchen. Then on Sunday morning, the children of the church, the little ones who want to be star children, are dressed in long white sheet costume robes, you know. And they have tinsel on their hair. Now, we had it's typical to have what looks like a dunce cap in white, and often with stars on it. And we tried that for a while, and they were always falling off the heads, and the kids were having a great time with them. But so we gave that up, and we use the tinsel circles on the heads now. But both boys and girls are star children, and they're just to help Lucia bring light into the world, into the sanctuary, into the area, whatever. Lucia wears a long gown. We've had a gown that's now gone into cream from white because it's so old.
Aging.
I made it years and years and years ago. And we've had a couple of other gowns that come in and for different size Lucias.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My 70-year-old crown, 70-year-old crown, Mike, is very fragile, and I have it covered with fake greenery, plastic, because I don't want anybody's crown to catch fire.
Right.
And I figure we're safer dealing with some plastic greenery than the real stuff.
Have we had a near catastrophe?
We have never
not
had.
Even close.
Now I am so afraid to say that. Oh, what's something wood that I can bounce on? We haven't had any catastrophe. I think it's because there are so many pairs of eyes watching that crown go around that it wouldn't dare.
Right.
It wouldn't dare do anything dumb. So we've had to, Marvin has had to re-solder some of the candle holders over the years that I'd pushed too hard on the candle and split it. And we've had a few traumas like that, but never had it. Obviously it's meant to be because it just works too well. Yeah. But, I think they probably have buckets of water in the kitchen.
Just to be prepared.
Yes.
Well, I know as a member of the UU Church myself, I know that it is one of the most popular services we have. And it does, when you tell the story, it just warms everybody. But when Lucia comes in and followed by all the
these
little
cute children,
star children.
And they're all carrying poles with stars on top.
It's
to light the way.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Mike, you've got about
they're
2 minutes.
They're such fun. The children are such fun.
Can you think of anything that was kind of extraordinary, kind of crazy that happened, either in preparing the buns or the actual march down the aisle or anything like that?
I can't think of anything. It has just gone off right on. I can't. Can you think of anything?
Well, I've never been a witness to that. Anything going wrong? No.
No, everything has gone.
So I think we owe this to Elsa Reichel, actually, and Marvin, who comes in and maintains that crown and repairs it when it needs to be repaired.
Right.
I don't know about a new gown, if we're at that point or not. But it strikes me, Elsa, that this is an absolutely wonderful legacy that you've brought from Sweden to Muncie, Indiana, and is shared by everybody in the church. And I would ask the listeners of this particular CD, when you listen to it, if you've not been at the UU Church on Santa Lucia Sunday, you need to do that. It'll take this chilly winter and make you feel warmer. And the beauty of Lucia was that she evidently was somebody who just gave, was a very loving person and very warm.
Yeah. And the dark, having the church dark in the dark of winter, and then this beautiful candle coming around. It's wonderful. Yeah,
well, we thank you very much, Elsa, for all that you've done and continue to do.
It has been
in the name of Santa Lucia.
It has been the greatest.
And you
pleasure.
get the last word. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I've loved doing it, and I'm so thrilled that I have turned all these UUers into Swedes just momentarily.
That's a great note to end on. Better to be Swedes than Lutherans, perhaps. I don't know. Thank you, Elsa.
Thank you.